We want to talk property in the Asia Pacific, and let's get to Roddy Allen, Chief Research Officer at Asia Pacific, JLL Asia Pacific. So, Roddy, let's start with Hong Kong. It's a kind of perilous market, I suppose, at the moment, given how rate sensitive they are in Hong Kong. Are the prospects dire here, or are there some reasons to be optimistic going into next year, particularly if inflation has peaked?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely reason for optimism in Hong Kong. I think we've seen price correction and also rental corrections over the last couple of years in Hong Kong. And I think what we're seeing is, from an investor perspective, yeah, if we look at the broader investment outlook globally, there are certainly plenty of challenges out there. At the same time, I think investors are looking beyond that and seeing optimism when it comes to Hong Kong. I think also from the Hong Kong perspective, much as they're, we're seeing now China opening up, Hong Kong has already opened up, and I think all of that bodes well for the city. So it's definitely the case that we're seeing both local and international investor interest there.
So we've had other guests on our shows suggesting that even China's property market potentially is a good investment opportunity next year or a bit beyond. What do you see there?
I think in terms of China, yeah, I mean, we do see optimism out there. As China opens up, international investors will come back. I think, you know, we've seen corrections in China's property market, but I think, you know, the government has ensured that everything that's been happening out there has been relatively well ordered. I think, you know, there are certainly plenty of great tailwinds for China out there. So I think longer term, both for international investors and domestic investors, there's plenty of opportunity out there in China, especially in sectors like logistics, where there's a long way to play within that. Similarly in data centers, etc.
Roddy, how much scope is there for some relaxation in some of the macroprudential measures that were put in place, particularly with extremely high down payments necessary and some other restrictions as well? Some of them have been modestly adjusted. For instance, the stamp duty for non-locals. But is there much scope for that to be relaxed, or are they going to stick to their guns?
I think there's potential for loosening there, to be honest. I think, you know, in terms of the government supporting the economy, I think that's going to be a focus. So there's definitely room for cautious optimism there.
So, Roddy, you are optimistic on hotels in the APAC region next year. Why?
We are. I mean, what we've seen, and this is not just an Asia Pacific trend, I think we've seen this globally. Looking across the world, as the world and markets have opened up, we've seen both business and leisure travel come back. What we saw, for the full year 2022, as we finish up the year just now, we've seen investment volumes up sort of about 10 to 15% this year, and we expect to see that continue next year up by about 6% as essentially the hotel sector performs very well. I mean, what we've seen in the hotel sector globally, and we're beginning to see this in some APAC markets, is an actual fact that the occupancy and also the spend within hotels actually exceeding the position it was in pre-COVID.
And Roddy, I'm not sure whether Japan is part of your purview, but it's kind of interesting. It's one of the places that interest rates still very low. Let me give you a more open slate outside of Hong Kong and China. What looks good in 2023?
There's a lot of opportunity there. I think I'll pick up with Japan. I think Japan probably would be one of our top picks. There's a number of reasons behind that. But I think, you know, the first thing we've seen is with the strength of the US dollar, the weakness of the yen. And for international investors, that makes Japan, you know, highly appealing. We've seen, you know, a correction there. I don't have the numbers in front of me for today, but, you know, around about 20%. So that pricing wise, that makes Japan appealing. I think the second point with Japan would be the interest rate position as well. If you look at the spread between, if you're leveraging a real estate deal, and looking at the yields in Japan, the low cost of capital versus that yield is very appealing.
Okay, Roddy, thank you very much for joining us. Roddy Allen, Chief Research Officer at JLL, usually call him Jones Lang LaSalle, for the Asia Pacific.